So more recently, I've been delivering some work and supporting somebody in creating a email, dare I say the word marketing campaign, but traditionally it would be a marketing campaign. In this instance, it actually wasn't. It was more of the awareness of something that they were already running, and it was quite clear that they knew that they needed to send an email shot and were just querying and asking for support in me delivering this. I think it was quite straightforward, so I was quite lucky in being able to have the delivery quite, you know, super fast and smooth. But from doing that, I quite soon sort of realised that the vehicle that we agreed on was MailChimp, and I've sort of realised that MailChimp's a really great tool to have for emails. I'm sure there's others out there that are wonderful as well. And I do know there's a way of doing a mail merge through Google Mails and through the other sort of Microsoft emails as well. So there are ways of doing this. But often, in particular with the Gmail one, I do know that can be quite tricky and difficult, in that there's a specific way in doing that. And then after that, you could do your own thing. The joy of MailChimp is that it's wonderfully designed, and the user interface as well as the email is well put together, so it's easy for someone to go and edit. Now, despite this, I've found that actually it's maybe not all that friendly in some ways, and this is where I sort of began to consider some other work that I was sort of piecing together about the voluntary sector, and how there are sectors like, for example, the voluntary sector that maybe don't promote and market themselves as efficiently. And if they do have a way in which you can do doing that, they've got their funding outcomes to be ticking, as well as they've got other forms of income, so therefore they've got various other streams and many streams of people that they could be marketing to, lots of different circles, and MailChimp seems like a good place to start for something like this. Now, what's really interesting is that I'm quite aware that some voluntary sectors do have the use of things like MailChimp. They are quite savvy and aware of this, but I'm also now aware that there are some that aren't. And I think it's down to the skilling up of the organisation, as well as the actual knowledge that person's brought in the first place. And what's really interesting is, for me, the fact that I got asked to do the emails was a pleasant and, as I said, a straightforward task. I quickly learnt that I was maybe overly familiar with some aspects of this. So actually, something that's quite old school, with which emails are now, because the new direct marketing way of doing things is much more laborious in some ways, much more sort of time costly, because you're constantly there on social media. However, you're building an amazing brand and identity through the use of social media. And emails are really quite old hat, in the way that you already have a specific audience that you would like to target, and you're just hoping that they'll not just open the email but click into onto your website through the various links. So in some ways I do think of it as old hat, because it's been around for quite some time, and I think it's just an interesting tool, because within the futures, digital futures and cyber cultures world, the talk of emails is pretty much that it's going to be beheaded, and it will diminish over time and gradually disappear. It will turn out to be the same as the text message, which has gradually disappeared. And it's just quite curious that something so simple and basic that is effective, but arguably is a dying art and a dying trade, is something that is still, to this day, underutilized by specific sectors, and is also not common knowledge for many people. And I think this might then, quite cleverly without realising it, feed back into the scaling up of employees or the unemployed, and overall the prospect of the government skills council putting together the strategy for how people become engaged and digital inclusion. So it's, I think there's a whole bunch I've just thrown into the pot, it feels like, but it does quickly feel like the more you think about how people don't know how to do things like mail merge, you sort of realise that actually mail merge is a blue collar a task as part of your blue collar job description. It's not something that voluntary sector organisations that might be delivering work with face to face clients or customers or businesses, they don't need to necessarily do that, so you could understand why they might not have. But I still, after having that thought and crossing over the dots, I kind of realised that's a need, a necessity that currently doesn't exist. But does that mean emails are going to pass us by and still people don't know how to use them? Because that still does exist. For example, I did meet a girl the other day that has an email account, and that is it. So there's always someone out there that does or doesn't have a certain skill set. And my question and query in my line of thinking is more about emails, and is it a must-have? Because quite clearly, some organisations don't have the ability to do a mail shot and manage a clever, quite snazzy little marketing campaign through something like MailChimp, when I believe it's common practice.